This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes broke out and one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela Saturday. Riot police fired tear gas and blocked a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers. Meanwhile, at least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the Venezuelan border with Brazil. In Caracas, embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of his supporters he will never give up, even if it costs him his life.
Jamás me doblegaré.
He says, I will never submit, I will never surrender, I will always defend our nation with my life if it's necessary to defend it. Maduro said he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia and asked all Colombian diplomats to leave Venezuela. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of good services and medical care, but Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened late in the day so that voting in affected areas could be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas due to ballot machine malfunctions. Somali security officials say a federal parliamentary lawmaker was shot and killed in Mogadishu Saturday. Al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Ilmi Bakore as he was visiting a new house under construction. This is